All right, Scott, I have a question for you.
Okay, I've got an answer for you.
Okay, if you could spend one celebration, that could be holiday, event, milestone, whatever you want to call it, if you could spend one of those at Walt Disney World, which one would it be and why?
That one's actually fairly easy for me because it's something that I've kind of dreamed about. I would choose to go into Christmas.
Okay.
Would be my time period, my celebration that we would go into, just because I think the decorations, just Christmas to me gives you that sense of wonder that Disney does so well. Like all of the gingerbread houses and the decorations that just make it seem more Disney than Disney usually is kind of where I would go. And it's one of those trips that I would love to go. And honestly, if I could do it with half the people spending like Christmas Day in Disney, again, I wouldn't do it just because of the number of people. I want to go see Disney at Christmas time without all the people. But I think actually spending Christmas Day, other than feeling bad for the cast members that have to be working on that day, that would be just phenomenal for me.
Okay.
How about you?
Well, this is going to sound kind of like a cop out, I think, probably, but I'm going to
Okay.
say it anyway. Any day that I can go to Disney is a celebration, so I'm happy with that. I guess because we've been a lot to celebrate, like anniversaries and things like that, I wouldn't mind going for my birthday because that's a big deal for me, except the closer we get to next year, it might not be so much, but it's kind of a big deal. And birthday celebrations are fun.
Yes.
So, but I would have to say any day.
Any day, let's go with your birthday though,
Okay.
because I think that is staying true to your question.
Yes.
And like actually getting Disney folks to wish you happy birthday on your birthday is pretty amazing.
Agree.
Hi, I'm Scott.
I'm Candace.
I'm Lacey.
And I'm Lariah.
Grab a drink and come hang with us at the Hangar Bar.
Okay, welcome back to the Hangar Bar, everyone. We are super glad that you are with us today. You have Scott
Welcome,
and
welcome.
Candace sitting in our basement dreaming about Disney today.
Yep.
Before we jump in, find us on our socials. Come interact with us. Tell us what you think. Share our social media posts. Share this episode with your friends. Again, we want to grow. We want to have our audience reach more people. We think we put out a pretty good product, so let others know about us. The only way that we can really do that effectively and efficiently is with your help.
And to
So,
that point, if you don't think we put out a good product, let us know what you want to hear and help us know how we can get better.
yeah, 100%. 100%. Okay, Candace, what are we talking about today?
So, you and I talk a lot about wanting to go back to Disney. And usually, when we're talking about trips, we tend to be a little bit on the bougie side because that's who I am.
That's who we are.
Okay, I was just trying to give you the benefit of the doubt. That you're not quite as high maintenance as I am.
True.
But you tolerate it because you love me.
And it makes for great trips.
Right. But today we're going to talk about the scenario that could eventually happen. And I'm not predicting financial ruin for us. That's not what I'm saying at all. But if we get to the point where our addiction to Disney, and I think it's safe to say that that is what this
Sure.
is so strong that we have to get there under no uncertain terms, however way possible. So what we're going to talk about today is the quote unquote sacrifices that we would make just to be able to say we're going to Disney with the least amount of money spent possible.
Okay, I think that's an interesting topic because for us to get to Disney World, it's an expensive proposition even before we get there.
Yes, because of the flights.
Right.
But I mean, even if we were to drive, that's still a lot of gas.
Right. Gas, hotels, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I think this is a great topic for us to talk about. And who knows, you might be listening in on us planning our next trip.
Never know.
You just never know.
If it's going to get me there, there's quite a lot that I will do.
Okay. So let's start with some basic parameters.
Okay.
How long of a trip are we talking about?
Well, again, if it's just going to say we've got to get to Disney, if there's a special event we want to go for, if there's like just that fix that we need to get of being 4 years old again, whatever the case is. So I don't think it needs to be a long time, but I do think it needs to be at least 4 days so okay. we can get into each of the parks.
Okay.
And so that would be probably an arrival day and a departure day.
And then two parks.
Attached to those four parks.
Okay, so you want to get into each of the four parks for the least amount of money possible.
Right.
With, you have an arrival day and a departure day that aren't park days.
Right.
Okay, so 6 days, 5 nights of hotel, right? If I'm doing
yes.
my math right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, yes, like if we were to get there on a Sunday night, Monday night would be a park night, Tuesday night would be a park night, Thursday night would be a park night, Friday night would be a park night.
You skipped Wednesday, I think.
Did I? Math is hard, y'all.
It is. It's
so
terrible.
Get there on a Sunday, you have Sunday night hotel night, Monday night is a park night, Tuesday night is a park night, Wednesday night is a park night, Thursday night is a park night, we would leave on Friday.
Correct.
Okay, so 5 nights hotel.
Yes.
Sorry, I know that was hard to listen to, but math is hard. So, okay, I get that. Okay. Let's talk about how we're getting there.
Okay.
Even, is our vacation time factored into cheapest way possible? Or are we just assuming we have the vacation time to do what we need to do?
Yes, time is not an element here.
Time is
here.
Not the
right.
element. Okay. So, I think we drive.
Mm-hmm.
Because even with the cost of gas, you figure, let's just do a little bit of math in our head. You figure it's a 21-hour drive, right?
21, 24, somewhere.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
It's like it's two
it's
days
a
of
full
12-hour
day.
Drive.
Yes.
And you figure we're going to stop every 4 to 5 hours for gas
mm-hmm.
at $50 a tank, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got $200 down, $200 back.
Mm-hmm.
You're at $400 in gas
mm-hmm.
plus hotel for one night. And I'm willing to be cheap, but I'm not willing to be ass cheap.
Right. We're
so
not
we're not
staying
gonna stay
at Motel 6.
Right. We're not going to stay in a Motel 6. We'll stay in a Holiday Inn. What are the lower level Marriotts, the lower level Hiltons, that kind of thing is fine. Like
maybe
the Hampton
Inn. Maybe
you
can have some points or something like that
right,
that we can
Hampton
use.
Inn. So let's just $110, $120. So you're looking at $600 round trip to drive.
Yes. Which is
could
a fraction of a plane ticket.
Could we find flights for less?
No.
Unless, again, we had points.
Right. The way the way that flights miles. Are going right now, though, no.
Yeah. So, obviously, the cheapest way would be to fly with points if you had enough airline miles.
Right.
But let's assume we don't have that. We're talking about cash out of pocket.
Right.
But from a planning perspective, if you think about that, if you travel for work or you have done traveling and you have airline miles built up, you can sometimes fly for the cost of miles. I'm going to not Orlando, but Florida later this year, and the flight's not going to cost me anything because of miles.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you can travel for cheaper, but I think if you have to spend the cash, driving is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because even for a basic economy flight out of Lincoln or Omaha, you're going to be looking at $350, $400 round trip for basic economy.
Right.
Well, hold.
And that's like sharing the seat with a chicken.
Yeah. That's before any luggage that you have to check.
Right, that's even before choosing your own seat.
Right. Yeah, so we're going to assume that driving down is going to be probably, like, doing that math in my head makes me think it's not significantly cheaper. Because you figure we're looking at $300 each to drive down there.
Right.
Like, when we went with the girls a few years ago, it was definitely cheaper because we were splitting that cost four ways.
Right.
Like, that is a straight cost that you know how much it's going to cost you to get down there.
Right.
$600 divided by how many other people are going to get down there.
Right.
Cost might go up if you aren't sharing a hotel room, yada, yada, yada. I'm trying to cover all the bases.
I understand.
But flights exponentially go up because you can't split that cost. Correct. Right? So just keep that in mind if you're going to follow our advice on an inexpensive trip.
Plus, depending on the airport that you fly out of, you've got the time invested to get to that airport.
Right.
And then depending on if you want to go the night before because of a really, really early flight or something like that, that's another hotel.
Potentially, yeah.
So lots of factors to think about.
We're making the decision to drive just because I don't mind driving. Time's not an issue here.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the things that we would have to plan before we go. Mm-hmm. My brain just went dead.
Where are we staying?
Okay, where are we staying? One of the Pops would be the least expensive.
One of the All-Stars?
Yeah. Pop Century, Pop Music.
All-Star Music, All-Star Movies, All-Star Sports, or Pop Century.
Why do I think those are all called Pops?
Well, they're not.
Take my Disney car away, for crying out loud. So, okay, so which one of the All-Star Resorts are you willing to stay at?
All-Star Music.
Not Pop Century?
No.
Isn't the Pop Century the nicer of the modern, or
it's the basic newer, ones? And it is right on the Skyliner. It shares that with Art of Animation.
Yeah. Yeah, I honestly, when you get down to that level, I want to, like, we're planning something that's for you and I. I want to go to the one that is going to give us an experience being child free. I'm going to want to pick the one that might have the best location for two adults to stay without having lots of kids.
And historically, that is All-Star Music.
Okay. Just because there's less true Disney theming there?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of Disney theming, but not as recognizable Disney theming. Because right. With All-Star Movies, you've got the giant characters. You've got, with All-Star Sports, you've got, you know, the big sports icons. You've got all of that. And Pop Century, with it being right on the Skyliner route, that's easy transportation.
Right.
Okay. And we're not even going to talk about Art of Animation.
Why not?
It's full of children.
Okay.
Full.
Because that's the one that has all the Disney art and...
Yeah, it's got the Little Mermaid rooms and the family suites and all of that, which once you get into that level of room, we're talking moderate level pricing rather than value price.
So when do we go? Like, is there a lease or a less expensive time of year to plan this?
Well, they consider it value season. And when we were there in February, that would have been considered value season. But also then when we normally go in the fall, between that end of August, first part of October mm-hmm. sort of range, that's pretty high value season.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, if value season is also late January, early February, I would do that again.
Mm-hmm. Because of the weather?
The weather.
Yeah.
Like, I know you have more to worry about. Like, I guess during the fall time, you have lots of rain to potentially worry about, but...
It always rains in Florida, though.
Right. And just temperature-wise, those cool days that we had, I absolutely loved.
Mm-hmm.
As a not small person, don't put me in 100-degree humidity heat.
Right.
Ugh. Horrid.
I'm melting.
So, yeah. Okay. So, let's say... One of the value seasons, doesn't matter which.
Okay.
We're going to stay at the All-Star Music.
Mm-hmm.
What about park tickets?
I think we do it on as inexpensive as we can and do the one park a day because we're certainly not hopping because right. of the added expense. And to be fair, the only time we have ever hopped is for the sake of a dining reservation. Or if we were headed to and after hours, which we're not going right. to do on this trip because of the added expense.
Right. Yeah, and some of that is just we're not park hoppy people.
We don't move at the speed that aligns with park hopping.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Which is okay. Again, make Disney what you want to make Disney.
Mm-hmm.
I like going in and spending all day in the park.
Mm-hmm.
From whenever we get there till whenever we decide to leave, I kind of like that philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Versus when do we have to leave, being pressured to have to go get somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It just, my personality is one that I tend to be like, okay, we're only here for 6 hours. I still have to do everything that I wanted to do in this 6 hours that I would have tried to get done in 12 hours. And it just makes it more stressful.
Right.
So I am definitely.
And there's always next time.
Right. Always next time. Okay. So single day, one park per day,
mm-hmm.
all-star music, driving, value season.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about food.
Mm-hmm.
It's another huge expense when it comes to a Disney trip.
Indeed.
One of the things that we can do is we can order some groceries,
mm-hmm.
take our own snacks into the park,
mm-hmm.
eat breakfast in our room,
mm-hmm.
make coffee in the room,
mm-hmm.
potentially, because they have Joffrey's coffee and a Keurig in every room.
That's not true. In the value resorts, they do not.
They do not?
They do not.
So you're going to have to buy some coffee?
Yes.
Yes.
And you're going to need your tea, and that's okay. That's something we can build into the budget as a necessary requirement.
Yes. Okay. So let's talk about other food options. Like, again, we're saying we're going to make this cheap, but we're also saying what's the least that we're willing to do.
Right. And I think our last trip in February really taught me the value of sharing.
Mm-hmm.
And even with the snack size portions, I think the snacks that we shared, like from the food booths and that kind of thing, I think sharing those was a great option because we got to try some new things and yet we weren't stuffed full to the point where we didn't want to eat anything else. So I honestly believe that if we were to kind of hone in on those snack carts and the quick service options for actual meals and share something, and just buy extra drinks or whatever we need,
mm-hmm.
I think that would be the way to go.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. The portion sizes are so big.
And they've even cut them back.
Right. Like, some of the quick serve, like, one day we split a hamburger.
From Cosmic Rays.
Mm-hmm. And that was enough food.
Yeah.
So often when we go to Disney, I spend the whole week feeling over full, but feeling like I have to keep eating.
Right.
It's like that Jim Gaffigan bit. We just got done eating lunch. What should we do? Well, should probably go get a snack.
Yeah, let's go get something to eat.
Check out that Jim Gaffigan bit because it's all about Disney.
Hilarious.
Maybe we, in a future episode, we should react to the Jim Gaffigan Disney bit.
Because it's so true.
It is.
It's so hilarious. And it's, I mean, if you thought about it, you could get probably kind of snarky about it as a Disney adult, but because he does reference Disney adults
right.
straight out as being weirdos.
Right.
And weird and proud. Thank you very much.
Yes. My favorite part of that is his favorite ride at Disney is the ride on the bus back to the airport.
Yes.
Yeah. Check out Jim Gaffigan's bit about Disney. YouTube that if you want. It's pretty hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So are we going to forego all table service on this trip and just go snacks and quick service to save money?
Well, I think from a money standpoint, we almost have to, but with that said, if we were going to have like a special dinner or like one special meal someplace, I would recommend that we do like a walk up into a lounge or something like Steakhouse 71, go to the lounge over there, because even there we can share. And it's a walk-up, so we don't need reservations, and it's not going to be horrendously expensive, and all that kind of stuff. And we can get alcohol, we can get other drinks, we can get whatever we want from there, and we know we like the menu.
Yep. Yep, for sure. And you just brought up something else that I want to talk about from a cost perspective and an our willingness to forego it in the name of cost.
Okay.
Alcohol.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Well, let's talk about it.
Okay. Are you willing to forego that in the name of cost?
Yes.
For the whole trip?
Yes.
I love me some Disney drinking.
Yes, I realize, and I don't know if we would have to give up our D3 member coins or not if we don't go to Disney and drink, but I will tell you that if it's between that, if it's between budgeting for alcohol and not being able to go at all, I will forego the alcohol.
So let's talk about the cost for a bit. Like, are we saying we're going to forego Disney specialty drinks? Because if you think about, like, walking around Epcot,
yeah,
some of the non-alcoholic specialty beverages are almost as expensive, if not more expensive, than some of the alcoholic beverages.
Mm-hmm.
So are we saying we're going to give up all of the specialness, or are we saying, hey, let's set a limit on, like, here's probably what I would do from a budgeting perspective. So we plan $100 a day on drinks. Food is different budget, but we say $100. That includes any bottles of water that we buy. That includes any alcoholic beverages that we buy. Like, we start with $100 cash in one of our wallets, and when that's gone, we drink nothing but tap water the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm. I think that's fair.
That way you don't have to... like, we can talk about the budget amount, because $100 is probably still pretty high, but that's only, well, yeah, that could be pretty high, like, when we're thinking about budget, because that's five $10 drinks each.
Well, but if you think about it, and we're considering, like, coffee and tea and things right. like that in that as well, it could happen.
It could
I could
add
see
up.
It. Yeah. yeah.
Doesn't mean you have to spend all $100.
Right.
It just means that, hey, we're going to... We have 5 days. We're going to spend $500 between the two of us on drink.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe we do another $100 a day on food.
Yeah.
So you're saying we're going to budget $1,000 for food and beverage.
Mm-hmm. Which seems about right, actually.
For an inexpensive trip?
Yeah.
I know somebody's probably listening going, holy crap, that's not inexpensive.
Good Lord.
But
for us, it is.
For us, it kind of is. And we could probably do it for less, but we like our food, we like our drink, and if I'm cutting my budget to stay in an all-star, I'm going to probably be willing to say I'm going to plus it up by allowing myself a little bit of extra for food.
Right.
Because we're saving $400 a night on hotel.
Right, if not more.
Right.
And it's not... It's not like we're doing this to, quote-unquote, punish ourselves.
Right.
It's just...
How cheap can we go?
Right. With what we're willing to settle for.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I mean, the long and the short of it is we could spend less money if we were to stay off property in a
right.
good neighbor hotel, but I'm not willing to do that.
Right. I get that. I probably would be, but I think that there's challenges that come
yes.
with staying off property.
Yes.
And you have to pull yourself out of the bubble.
Right.
And we like being in the bubble.
I love the bubble.
Yeah. So if we're planning on, like, breakfast in the room, maybe packing some of our own snacks, is $100 a day for food too much?
Again, if we don't spend it, we don't spend it.
Right.
But I think having that
so
cushion as
budgeting for it.
We could.
Right.
Because we know we could.
Right. Yeah, because you figure a breakfast in park is going to be... If we don't split, like if we, well, heck, if you go sit down at Garden Grill for breakfast, there's your $100 budget.
Right.
Even if you do, we're not going to do this, but you go get Gaston cinnamon roll. That's a $15 cinnamon roll, right? I can't remember how much it costs, but it was expensive.
Yeah, it's $6 or $7.
Right.
But
we, for that and a LeFou's brew, we spent like $15.
Yeah.
So.
And I'd rather have the LeFou's brew 15 times. Versus one of those terrible cinnamon rolls.
But getting, like, heck, at home, when we go through Starbucks and get a fancy coffee, a tea, a couple of breakfast sandwiches, we're knocking $35.
Right.
So it's not going to take long to get to $100 worth of food. But if we split like we talked about, which we're willing to do, that gives us a chance to try more as well.
Mm-hmm.
to be like, hey, I want to get this and split this, or let's go get this snack and we'll split that. Mm-hmm. It just makes it a little bit easier, I think, and a little less expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what are some other things that you're willing to give up in the name of going less expensive?
So I would be willing to give up, and this is really hard for me to say this, but in the interest of budgeting, I suppose I would be willing to give up the after-hours experience.
Okay.
By staying in one of the value resorts, we're automatically giving up the extra magic evening hours. We'll still get the resort stay into the parks early in the morning.
Right.
But the evening hours we won't get to participate in.
Right. So let me ask this. If there was an after-hours, like let's say Magic Kingdom after-hours, mm-hmm. how much more expensive is that than a regular park day ticket?
It depends. It typically runs about the same as a park ticket.
Okay. So that's what I would do, is I would say I'm not willing to do both, but I would be willing to say I'm going to forego morning in Epcot because they have an after hours going on that's going to let me stay in the park till midnight or 1 o'clock.
Right. Now, keep in mind, many times with those after hours events and even the late evening hours for deluxe resort guests, the focus on that is the attractions.
Right.
So the food carts and all of that kind of thing typically shut down.
Right.
So just keep that in mind.
Yeah, but I think my point is the same. Like, to get away from the crowds,
I understand.
Free snacks, that kind of thing.
Yes.
I would be willing to say, okay, I'm going to forego my regular park day.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of those you can get in ahead of the event.
Yes, about 2 hours,
right,
typically.
So you can do some of those things that maybe you wanted to do that you have to do while the park is open.
Right.
And have the advantage of low crowds and low wait times for everything.
Right, and some really great magic shots.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what else are you willing to give up? I have something in my mind. I'm willing to give up paid transportation.
Oh, you're willing to give up the minivan.
I'm willing to give up Ubers, minivans.
Okay, we can do the bus.
We'll have a car there.
Yeah.
If we need it for anything.
Yeah.
But, so it's not like I would drive my car over and park it at Magic Kingdom or something like that. Yeah. But I would give up minivans to go places for sure, because those are spin D when you think about it.
It's worth it, though.
Totally, but Like just to give listeners an idea, we are usually talking an Uber ride from maybe our resort at Old Key West over to the Poly. If you get a regular Uber or Lyft, it's going to be $8 or $9.
Minivans are $35.
You get into a minivan, minimum is $35.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the experience that you get, if you can afford it, is totally worth it.
Right.
So, but I would be willing to give that up on a less expensive trip.
Sure. Because other Disney transportation is very, very reliable.
Right.
Yes.
And it does make it less convenient to get places, too, if you don't take minivans or lifts or that kind of thing. Because to get from All Star Music over to the Poly, you probably have to hop on a bus over to Magic Kingdom and then hop on the monorail to go over to the Poly. Or hop on a bus to go down to Disney Springs, then hop on the Poly bus from Disney
there.
Springs.
Yep.
It's very reliable. You can get where you need to go, but you've got to make sure you plan around the extra transit time.
Yeah.
If you have a reservation or something you want to do at 5 o'clock, you should probably start planning on leaving at 3. To make sure that you have enough time to get where you're going and wait for the buses and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I would be willing to give that up. You?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. I'm trying to think of what else big expense category. And we actually did pretty good with this on our last trip, but souvenirs.
Yeah, so here's my feeling about that. Like, granted, because we would have a car, we would have a little bit more control over how said souvenirs are handled on the way home. So I may be willing to invest a little bit more in some fewer, more special souvenirs.
Okay.
If that makes sense. Like a little more expensive, something like that. And maybe just do fewer of them. Like pick out one really special thing. Rather than a bucket of souvenirs.
Right.
And because we would be driving, we could know how they're being shipped home.
Right. We know how they're packed.
Right.
So we can get some wine stems from Germany.
Right. Or have them shipped home like we've done in the past.
Right.
Yes. But is that making sense? Does that answer your question?
It is. So not giving up on all souvenirs because we're driving, you might want to buy some souvenirs that you normally wouldn't.
Yes, but I still think the budget can be lower on that because they're going to be more quality souvenir.
Right.
Than just your typical Disney souvenir.
Right. Okay, yeah, I get that. So here's something else to think about from an expense standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
In-park extras. Genie Plus, individual lightning lanes. Are we willing to give those up?
I would be willing to give Genie Plus up. What okay. I'm not willing to give up is the individual lightning lanes for things like Guardians and Rise of the Resistance.
Yes.
Which, thanks to the last trip, those are now need-to-dos.
They are must-dos,
yes,
for sure.
But I am willing to pay the extra money. That's not something I'm willing to settle on.
Right. And those individual lightning lanes are usually anywhere between, they're priced anywhere from $15 to $30 a person, right?
Correct. Depending on the day and park load and all
right.
the other things.
Yeah.
Yes.
So again, I don't know that I would be able, like we did just fine. We didn't buy Genie Plus on our last trip. And I felt like I didn't have to give up anything because of some of our timing choices. And then also because of the individual lightning lanes.
Correct. The only thing I maybe would have appreciated having it for would be Hollywood Studios
yes.
Day, so that we would have been maybe able to get on Slinky Dog.
Slinky Dog, and also on Midway Mania.
Yes.
Because we skipped that just
yeah.
timing-wise
yeah.
this trip.
But I felt like that day was really full.
It was, and I don't remember why it was so full.
Well, because I think we had like 3 dining reservations that day from like afternoon, and then we went to Oga's in the early evening, and then Backyard Barbecue
yeah
later in the evening. So that, I mean, we spent a lot of time eating
yes
and drinking, which
yeah.
that's us. So
yeah. welcome to Hanging at the Hangar Bar.
Yeah.
Okay,
meet your hosts.
Okay, so I'm feeling pretty good about this.
Yeah.
Anything else that we need to talk about from a doing it on the cheap?
Oh, what about Memory Maker?
I'd be fine.
Without it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, the reason I say that, too, is we have, yes, it's fun to get the magic shots. It's fun to get all of those things. But we have folders full of hundreds of magic shots that we really don't use.
Right. And that's our own fault.
It is. But it's also
it's also the money sitting in those folders.
Right.
Yeah.
Memory Maker's a no for me. It's
okay.
a no dog. What else? There's so much to spend money on, but I think we've talked about most of it.
We've talked about the big points.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of where else we drop money when we go. We don't have airport transportation to worry about.
No.
Since we're driving.
Right.
But if we were flying, I would say a regular Uber or Lyft would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Versus the...
A private car.
Private car. Well, you're getting a private car anyway.
Well,
just
I mean...
A not, hired car.
Right, not a ride share.
Right.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I don't think so. I think we've covered it.
Okay. So, what I'm going to ask you to do, Candace,
mm-hmm.
is I'm going to ask you to price out the parks piece of this.
Okay.
With our resort, all the things we've talked about, I want a price for the two of us, and I'll put it in the show notes.
Okay.
And we'll tell people exactly how much we would spend on this trip. So if you made it this far without reading the show notes and you want to know how much this trip would cost, we're going to throw it in the show notes for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can sort of see if it would be priced wise. And I think just do it for maybe next February, like late January, early February.
Okay.
And we'll just
if
get it.
Prices are out yet. I don't know that 2025 pricing is out yet. It might be.
I can't believe they wouldn't have it for 6 months out. There's people that plan their trips 2 years out.
What? Settle down. I will do what I can. Good Lord.
Good Lord. Okay. So let us know. Would you take our trip on a budget? Would you do what we did? come over to our social medias and let us know.
Absolutely.
Anything else we want to talk about?
I don't think so.
Okay. Remember, everyone, there is a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
And we'll see you real soon.